There's been plenty of focus on the exterior of U.S. Bank Stadium. But just as impressive is what is happening on the interior. This winter, the Minnesota Vikings began taking submissions from artists and are gathering an enormous collection of art to drape the walls inside the new stadium. The collection includes everything from unique Minnesota-inspired pieces to beautiful handcrafted paintings of Vikings present and past. There are plenty of pieces to go around, and not just for the walls. Photography, sculptures, and digital art created in large part by local artists will be on showcase throughout U.S. Bank Stadium. Right now, with less than a year to go on construction, work continues every day in order to meet their goals. This April marked the halfway point of stadium completion, which represented one of the biggest milestones during the first half of 2015.
What you're looking at right here, if you look out across the bowl, you can see up to the ridge truss. The truss that you see in the racks right here is for the south side. We'll be erecting that in about 3 weeks. The shoring towers, the green towers that you see out there, they're all temporary. If you look straight up, that'll be ETFE in that bay right there. So you'll actually be able to see through that and look up into the sky. The big operable doors that we talk about, they're in those five bays on that end of the building. So if you were standing right here after the doors were here, you'd literally still be able to see out to downtown through those big operable doors. So if y'all turn around and you look right up there at that structural steel, that's the backup for the scoreboard on the east end. There'll be another one identical to that if you turn around and look over there, right straight through there, where that stair tower's at. There'll be another scoreboard over there that you'll be able to see. So if you look out across the bowl, you can see the center gap of the ridge truss. After we erect the north side, all the Queen's Post truss, and several have asked me, what's a Queen's Post truss? So I'll explain that. If you look out there and you see the cord going down like an inverted bowstring, that's the Queen's Post, and the ridge truss runs east and west, and it's the tall part, which is supported by the outer ring beam. And the outer ring beam is what you see going up at the slope. So we infill on the north side, we get done, we walk the big cranes out, and then we close in the middle, then we erect the south side, and then, as I said earlier, we decenter in the end of July, and then we finish up in September with the south side and put the ETFE on by November 1st. If you look down on the north side at the lower club area, which is down there, you can see it. It's encased in poly right now. That's retractable seating from there, and the seating will retract for the baseball configuration. You know, we got a lot of great men and women that are putting forth a tremendous effort. There's a tremendous amount of dedication from the local workforce and from everybody to finish this project on time. And we're very confident, but yet very humble about what we have yet to achieve.
Coming up, take a tour of the new stadium with the Vikings head coach. That's next on the debut edition of Building a Legacy, U.S. Bank Stadium.